give you the podium and tell us what we're here to do, what we need to do, and let's make sure we get it properly publicized and see if there's anybody that we can help.
Don't fall down.
Don't fall down, that's a violation of your rules.
So, hello, I'm Don Schiff, and I'm with the Architects Council of Governments, and I'm the mitigation planner. And some years ago, we signed an agreement with all the counties that are under our catchment area to provide a hazard mitigation plan. And the hazard mitigation plan is a plan that's designed to save life and property, and also to save money. And there are actions that you have placed, that are placed in the plan for the county and then for the cities of Mount Pleasant, Miller's Cove, Talco, and Winfield. Those are the jurisdictions within the county that we refer to. So I have people on the plan that represent each of those jurisdictions and including the county with the judge and Larry, and Larry is also the Mount Pleasant representative. Part of what we're required to do is toward the end of the plan, before it is finished, we have to give public notice so that if anybody has any inquiries regarding the content of the plan or things that they might want to recommend for the plan, that they can raise those issues at that time. This is one of two meetings. So I'm open for any comment, or if anybody wants to share their interest, I would be willing to.
Do you have a copy of the plan?
I do.
What's your cost of question to get a full plan?
Don, discuss all the various hazards that would be encompassed by this plan.
Okay. If I could, I'll just read from the plan here. And again, I'm adding that we are looking at a plan that is not completed, but mostly completed. That's why you'll see things like the comments is not filled in, that sort of thing. But the hazards that we are considering are tornado, thunderstorm, flood, winter storm, wildfire, drought, and extreme heat. And what we do is we look at each of the jurisdictions in the county and then try to determine the risk factors for those particular areas and try to make mitigation actions that will fit the risks and try to do it in a prioritized way so that this is most important and there's the next important and there's the next important. And it's an ongoing, it's a living document. It never finishes, actually, because things change. So with the adoption of the plan, there's a five-year update. And you have to do continual five-year updates on the plan to say what you've done in these actions and what you might possibly want to consider doing in the future. Also, something that I want you to consider is that the plan is always, you can always revise it. So the data that's in it today is always subject to the revision of the review team. And so if they say, well, it doesn't look like that we can do that, we won't be able to accomplish this because we don't have the monies to do it, then they can say, but we can do this. Let's take a look at doing this. And so they can amend the plans if they go on and look at building safe rooms, which has a lot of expense to it. A lot of the things that we plan on doing come up to a pre-mitigation action. And so we can request to FEMA that they help us with funding and supporting, like, well, they've got Code Red already, that's a big one, but sirens, generators, that sort of thing. Then should a unfortunate event happen, and you already have a mitigation plan in place, then you get much more consideration from FEMA regarding the actions that they will take to get you back on your feet where you need to go from there. So it's recommended that we always try to stay on top of it, try to meet the FEMA standards, and that it's an ongoing document. So it never, you know, if you have a meeting at least once a year to review what has been done and what you might want to do, that's recommended. I would like to say that happens, but most of the time it doesn't. It's on the shelf until it's ready to be updated. But we've got some more updates that are coming up here pretty quick. And so as I say, it's all the process. Anything else?
Want to hear from any of these gentlemen? College Moving Officer Kane and
yes, sir.
Want to know more about college?
I'm an inquirer, first off, or first thing I noticed on this list. As Governor Titus County, which I hear you're listing Mount Pleasant, North Scotland, Calico, and so forth, you don't have Scotville or some of the other communities that are within that.
That's because they
are. Are they intertwined with the Mount Pleasant group?
They would be within the county group.
The county group?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Secondly, the history of this wonderful organization that I've observed in the last 10 years. I would request that whether it would be wise to even become associated with them. Sorry. But the Louisiana fiasco that came about not too long, many years ago, among others, whereby poison trailers were taken from people who live in and a multitude of other malfunctions, as it were. Logically, to me, makes absolutely no sense to not just go ahead and handle it within the local county.
Well,
you guys out there where you're supposed to be.
Two things. I'm not a representative of FEMA, and I'm sure that we all have our own ideas about what could have and should have been done regarding it. The only thing that I can hope for is to always see improvement within the FEMA organization about how to respond and satisfaction of the citizens.
Quite frankly, myself, I make my own preparations on my property and take care of it. If it takes any hours, I'm well. I just make sure that life and body are safe. Everything else can be taken care of by creative work. So I'm not at all pleased with FEMA or several of those government organizations that are supposed to be such a big help.
Yeah, anything else regarding the plan?
Plan? Until I agree to deploy, I really can't give you an opinion. Okay. Just, you know, I don't know what it costs to get a copy of that. I would like to have a copy of it.
Okay. And let me see. I've got your name there on the sign sheet.
Yeah, Brian.
Did you sign this sheet here? Did you sign this attendance sheet?
I didn't.
I'll get
Brian because I came in too late.
We're just now signing ourselves.
Are you? Well, I understand, but I do question those kind of programs because I'm more.
I'm going to give you my card.
All right.
So you'll have a way of contacting me.
My name is Buffalo, by the way.
Buffalo?
TWW Buffalo. Yes.
Nice name.
I'm one of the thorns in the guys' red cages a lot of the time. It's just too many times we're depending on government when we should be depending on our own selves. And that is one of the biggest problems that we're having today with.
Well, I've got your phone number right here and you've got mine so we can, you know, we can talk.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Anybody else?
Sir, you were volunteer fire department. Did you have any questions that you wanted to ask? Did I answer all of your questions?
No, I came
Well, I'd like to say that all the jurisdictions represented have been very helpful. Miller's Cove and Mike Miller. Mike just recently got on the board with us, so he's already been a lot of help, given us a lot of good feedback. And I feel like within a few weeks, we'll be able to send this on to the Department of Emergency Management. If they okay it, then it goes to FEMA for approval. Yeah. But there are some things that we're going to have to do before I can do that, and that would be also to have one more scheduled meeting. I can talk to you about that. Anything else?
Thank you very much. If you were here and you want to get on that.